Sammy the Blade here for On the Bench Sports Talk Radio, and we broadcast every Saturday from 9 a.m. Pacific from 22 West Radio, but I am out of town. I'm actually in New York City, freezing to death, so I thought we can keep things rolling, keep the juices flowing, and do a couple little Today in Sports History for you. So let's do February 5th in sports history. We're going to start off in 1969 when Vince Lombardi, the great Vince Lombardi, becomes part owner, VP, GM, and head coach of the Redskins. It didn't last too long. He unfortunately passed away in 1970, only coached the Redskins for 1 year. Sad thing, but great, great, great coach that he was. Hall of Famer, that's for sure, and one of the best to do it. And in 1989, today, February 5th, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you might know that name, becomes the first NBA player to score 38,000 points in a career. That is insane, isn't it? But Kareem wouldn't be done. He would score 387 more. So this was at the tail end of his career for sure. Man of the Future Hall of Famer, 19 All-Star, 6-time champ, 11-time All-Defensive player, 2-time Finals MVP, Rookie of the Year, 2-time scoring champion. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the best to do it. That is for sure, I tell you that. And how about this one? This is a little bit funny. 1991, Howard Stern kisses New York Giant Leonard Marshall's ass over a bet. Stern lost, claiming the Giants would lose the Super Bowl, so guess what he had to do? He had to pucker up and give Leonard Marshall's butt a kiss. And this is a big day for me. 2006, Super Bowl 40, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Seattle Seahawks 21-10 at Ford Field in Detroit. The MVP was Hines Ward. That was the Bus's last game of his career, Coach Cowher's last game of his career. But what was really cool was that, you know, that was the Bus's hometown. So he won the Super Bowl on his home turf. Well, he didn't play for the Lions, but, you know, his home, his royal home turf, as you want to call it. And in 2011, Ed Sable, co-founder of the NFL Films franchise, elected for enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I can't believe it took that long to get Ed Sable into the Hall of Fame. That's just sad. 2012, the New York Giants beat the New England Patriots 21-17 at Lucas Oil Stadium. The MVP, how about little Eli Manning out there in New York? As you know how the story goes, the Giants beat the Pats twice in the Super Bowl. Those are the Brady's losses in the Super Bowl. And I'm recording this before this Super Bowl, but Brady's playing again in the Super Bowl, in case you haven't heard or opened up your eyes and watched TV or sports news. Speaking of Brady, 2017 New England Patriots defeat the Atlanta Falcons 34-28 in greatest Super Bowl comeback of all time. That happened last year today. Why don't we move on to some birthdays? 1934, the great Henry Hank Aaron in Mobile, Alabama is born today. 755 home runs, 1957 NL MVP. But you know what's really impressive about Hank Aaron? You take away all those home runs, he still had over 3,000 hits. Incredible player. And this man needs no introduction. 1934, Don Cherry, Canadian hockey commentator, is born today in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And Roger Staubach, 1942, NFL great, NFL quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, multimillionaire now, made more money now than he did playing football, that's for sure. And a couple deaths today, Old Hoss Radburn, one of the coolest nicknames in all of baseball. Man won 60 games in 1884. He died today in 1897 at the age of 42. But Old Hoss, real name was Charles Radburn, one of the coolest names if you ask me. He started 76 and 75 games, respectively, in 83 and 84. He won 48 and then 59. So it's, you know, 59 or 60. It's kind of depending on the records. The records weren't too good back then. But he had an ERA of 1.38. 678 innings he threw in 1884. That is just unfathomable. So he died today in 1897. And that is Today in Sports History for February 5th. Be sure to check us out at facebook.com/onthebenchradio and also on Instagram at onthebenchsportstalk. We'll be back on Saturday the 10th at 9 a.m. Pacific on 22 West. Get access that show by going to 22westradio.com, by downloading the Radio FX app and searching 22 West Radio, or by going to TuneIn Radio. We're on there as well. Just search for it. Or the K-Beach app. So there's four avenues you can listen to us. I expect you to do it. Facebook.com/onthebenchradio. We will see you on the 10th. And stay tuned for another On This Day in Sports History for the 7th of February. Coming your way in 2 days. the bench abides.